We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Yes.
Hey, congratulations to Bryant from Wichita. He had a 4-pack of tickets to go to the Women's Fair this weekend at Century 2 Expo Hall, and we got a couple more 4-packs to give away. Keep listening. Stay listening to Steve and Ted here on KNSS. You could be going to the Women's Fair, courtesy of Steve and Ted. 6:46 now here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita police received no cooperation from witnesses in the fatal shooting of Israel Norwood.
Two.
City Council authorizes money to design plans for the former Clap Golf Course site in southeast Wichita.
One.
Democrats debate tonight in Las Vegas, Bloomberg included. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, the traffic conditions looking pretty good so far out there. The gasoline prices in the Wichita area even down a little bit on the low end. The low end, we were seeing $2.13 a gallon yesterday, and I'm seeing $2.12 a gallon this morning. I spotted $2.12 a gallon at 31st Street South at K15. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Increasing clouds today with a high of 42 degrees. 60% chance for rain and snow tonight. The overnight low 24, up to an inch accumulation possible. That from the National Weather Service. Thursday, tomorrow, gradual clearing and cool. Tomorrow's high only 33, so it's going to be kind of chilly tomorrow. Now mostly cloudy. We have an east wind at 8 miles per hour and 30 degrees. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I don't know how much cologne Ted and Jed splash on every morning. But you know that cologne can be, well, it can be trouble for you if you're absconding from the law. Like the guy in Germany where police say they nabbed a drunk driver who tried to flee a traffic stop after finding him hiding behind a hedge in a cloud of perfume. It's like, I get this vision of Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, you could actually see his odor trailing him when he went places. Yeah.
Pepe Le Pew, the cartoon skunk. Police in the southwestern town of Spire say officers spotted the 26-year-old man past them at high speed Friday night with his car lights off. They gave chase. Suspect pulled over and ran away. But officers noted a strong smell of perfume in the car and followed the trail until they discovered the man hiding behind the hedge. Police said due to the cloud of perfume that was detected inside the car and on the man, it was possible to identify him as a driver. That's in Germany.
If only this had taken place in Cologne, Germany.
Yeah, there you go. That it would have been poetic, right?
My mom has some cash that reeks of perfume, and she keeps saying, I need to get rid of this cash. It stinks.
She's got some.
It's heavy, heavy perfume.
Yeah. I don't even know what.
She says, I got to spend this. This is awful.
Yeah. And it can be pretty expensive, too. I mean, in the old days, you could get cologne for a reasonable price, but today it's very, very expensive. It reminded me of a quick story of that from years ago when you could call the police in the morning and talk to somebody about the overnight stuff.
Right.
And every morning I'd get a briefing from the watch commander.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell you who, because I think it may have been the father of our current sheriff. I'm not sure. But I said, they ran down a burglar.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how did it happen? He said, okay, well, off the record? Yeah, okay. Well, he says, we told him, we're going to get the dog out. And he didn't have a canine at all. And he says, so the guy wouldn't come out, so I started barking at him. He gave up.
Nice.
He must have had a pretty good dog invitation there. Excuse me. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A bigger 401k can be better. Well, that makes sense. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Boy, barking. Just don't bark at me, okay, Steve? Please.
I will not bark at you.
Well, you know, if you work for a small company, you may not have access to a company-sponsored retirement plan. Well, if they do have a plan and you or your employer may be paying quite a bit for that plan. Well, and you can imagine, the bigger the plan and the number of participants, the lower the cost per employee. The cost of a plan and administrative demands are often what keeps smaller companies from even offering a plan. That means employees are on their own. And while they can put money away in a Roth or a traditional IRA, they'll need to invest outside of retirement account to cover their income in retirement. A 401k allows employees to put away much more money, and employers often match those contributions. All that can change now with legislation called the Secure Act that became law in December of 2019. A quick internet search will provide details on the Secure Law if you want to learn more about it, and I've talked about it. The 2019 law went into effect the beginning of this year. Among other things, the legislation makes it easier for small businesses to join together to form 401ks, thus helping them bring down costs because of the volume of participants. Prior to the Secure Act, it was permissible for multiple companies to combine their eligible employees into one plan. However, those companies had to be in the same industry. A machine shop wouldn't be able to combine with a retail store, but several car dealerships are allowed to combine resources and employee numbers to form one large plan. The new legislation loosened rules and allows multiple companies that aren't closely related to band together to enjoy the reduced costs of a bigger plan. This legislation has been in the works behind the scenes since 2016. The stars have already aligned, and it is now law. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number 634-2222.
So what's the maximum you can put in a 401k at work? Is it 8%?
Well, there's the maximum amount an individual can put in, and these change every year.
Oh,
I'm going to give you some round numbers. I think it's somewhere 18,000-19,000, and then if you're 50 or older, there's another $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000 catch up. I think you can put like close to $25,000 away. Plus, the employer can put about that much as well. So you can have more than $50,000 go into a 401k or a SEP IRA or a one person 401k.
Well, without going into any personal details, I can tell you that I'm very satisfied with the 401k that we have here. It's done well.
Well, that's good. That's exactly what they're for, and it comes out of your income. You know, if you're not doing the Roth version, it comes out of your income before it's taxed. So any of that money is, you know, goes in there, and it's an encouraging way to put money away. And I'm glad to hear you're happy with it. That's perfect.
Well,
that's the way it's supposed to work.
Let's celebrate National Lash Day. This promotes the love and need for true and false eyelashes.
Oh. No, I thought it was like lashing out. Or
no,
something
no,
like
no,
like
no,
what
no,
Ted
no,
does
no.
when he gets mad at you or something.
No. Eyelashes are a staple item to every makeup look and beauty enthusiast. Lashes have always been known to make your eyes pop and stand out from the crowd. Right? What could be better? Now, this is basically for
this
women.
Is Steve McIntosh, personally paid for by Revlon.
That's right. This is not so. I don't have any fake lashes myself, but they do get your attention.
You don't?
No.
You don't? I mean, because you know, you bat those fetching eyes at St. Shelley, and she just melts. You know?
Yeah, well,
so
sure.
I figured maybe you had fake eyelashes.
No, these are not. These are the real McCoy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I get about six of them on each eye, so, you know. Not an overload, but
oh, that's good.
All right,
good.
So I know it's kind of silly, but it is Eyelash Day, and I thought you might have some thoughts on that. That might be amusing in some way, but obviously you do not. Thank you.
Can I say something here bold? About 95% of these named days are silly. Okay?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
there's what, a few now. Hug your librarian day. I love, you know, the rest of them.
Drink wine day. Drink
like,
wine day.
Like
yeah.
Pie day.
There you go.
No. Pie day works for
okay.
me. You know.
Lash so. Day. Enjoy it. All right.
All right.
6:55. Steve and Ted coming up 7 o'clock. Top of the hour. Here's some speculation. Will the Attorney General quit over President's tweets or not? That's coming up at top of the hour, 7 o'clock. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.